that's the reason why.
Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message. I'm going to speak to you today about erroneous reasons people get married. And then I'm going to give you some guidelines for choosing a good marriage partner. Number five, to get back at an old mate or ex-husband or wife. Listen to me. There are people out there that want to hurt somebody, want to get back at somebody, and if you come along and you're the right person, you know, sometimes they may not love you, they're trying to make somebody else jealous. Sometimes they'll try to make an ex jealous, go ahead and get married, and you know, those marriages, most time, they're not going to last because that person don't love you in the first place. And the first time you have trouble, they're bailing on you and running back into the arms of that person that they was trying to hurt. So I'm telling you, don't marry to get revenge or to make a former friend jealous. Don't marry someone just to keep someone else from marrying them. Sometimes a person would think they got a prize. Well, I'm gonna marry him to keep anybody else. Ain't nobody else gonna get that. I got that's mine. They don't love him at all. They're just trying to keep so-and-so from marrying them. Years ago, we had a guy, he was a good bachelor, you know. They had three or four women in the church after him. He could pick, because they was competing for him. You don't want to be in a competition. You're better than that. Listen, if you got to compete for somebody's affection, I'm going to tell you, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. LTG, let them go. Just put LTG. Huh? Run! Let them go and then run!
don't be competing. If the person that you are falling in love with, and I told you about how not to fall last week, there's some things you're supposed to do before you fall. There need to be a checkout. Check them out before you fall. Don't just fall easy. So you don't want to do that. You want to run. And when you see somebody, that, if they're going to put you in a position to where they're going to have you competing for them, then I'm going to tell you they ain't worth fighting for. Let them go. LTG and run. All right, number six. Erroneous reasons people use to get married are prophecy or the belief that God told them to marry a certain person. Sometimes people get prophesied into marriage.
Come on now.
I call that false prophecy. Because if somebody got a prophesy to you who your husband or wife is, you don't know how to hear from God. You just can't imagine the people whose lives have been wrecked and turned upside down because somebody prophesied over them that they're supposed to marry so-and-so. Or sometimes people will come up to you and say, the Lord showed me that you my husband, you my wife. And when they come and tell you that, they say, well, he ain't showed me nothing yet. Don't have more confidence in somebody else's ability to hear from God than you have in your own. Right? I mean, you get prophesied into a marriage. Thus saith the Lord. The Lord ain't said nothing. Somebody said that's prophet lying. Many have gotten married because they thought it was God, even though they didn't like the person, or the person wasn't even saved. So you want to avoid that as a reason for you to get married and say, well, I got married because so-and-so prophesied that it was my wife. Well, you have a decision when it comes to choosing a mate. God can point somebody out to you, but he ain't going to make you marry anybody. You have a choice when it comes to who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. Now, you can see God and he can point that person out to you. He can do that. I ain't saying that God's not going to do that. I mean, he does. And he will do it, and he'll help you find the right person, okay? Because, you know, he wants you to have a happy life, and God puts people together. He joins them together. You know, by divine order, he does that. But you just can't marry somebody based solely on somebody prophesying to you, especially if you ain't never met the person, especially if you don't even like the person. Your likes have something to do with it. Right? Let me tell you something. Don't nobody marry an ugly person. Now listen to what I'm telling you. Let me clarify that. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I mean, they might be ugly to you, but you might not see them like that person see them. You don't know what attracted them. It might have been their nose, their eyes, the way their chin formed, their personality. You know, some women like guys with big ears. You know, some guys like women with big eyes. Did you see her eyes? Yeah, they're popping out of her head. But yeah, but if that's what you like, to you, that's the most beautiful eyes you ever seen. It might be too much eye for me to look at every day. Right? But beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Don't nobody go to the altar and say, yeah, I know they're ugly. But I love them. I know they're ugly. No. When they stand at the altar looking in one another's eyes, well, all they see is the most beautiful person in the world to them. So nobody marries an ugly person, right? They might be just ugly to us. Just remember that. Okay, y'all got that one? Number 7. An erroneous reason that people use to get married is to have sex readily available upon demand. Some people get married because they're burning with passion. They're just on fire. And the Bible says it's better for you to marry than to burn. That word burn, that don't mean burning in hell. It means to burn with passion. Now, that's not the best reason to get married, right? Because, you know, sexual love is the first love that goes. If that's all you got, you ain't got much, right? It's better to marry than to burn with passion and lust, but this may be the worst reason to get married. And some people get married based just on the physical aspects, the what they call the chemistry. We have great chemistry together, which means, you know, we have great sex. Well, that only going to carry you so far. Most who marry in this category are more focused on physical chemistry rather than the character or the compatibility of the person they're marrying. They might have nothing else in common. When this is the driving force for the marriage, many times the couple is infatuated with each other and not really in love. Infatuation is an intense but short-lived passion or admiration for somebody. You know, that's why sometimes it's not good for you to rush into a marriage, because you need to give yourself time to make sure that you're not infatuated with them. Because infatuation got to end. But if you really love somebody, say, love have endurance. It just goes and goes and goes, never runs out. But infatuation got an end to it. You know, I'm not opposed to people getting married quickly when they really know it's not infatuation. But I've had people that want to get married, you know, after they've been knowing somebody 2 weeks. And I wouldn't do it. I said, nope, I ain't doing it. Because I knew the people. And I said, no, I'm not going to marry y'all. It's too quick. It's too quick. Y'all don't know each other well enough to know whether you want to live together the rest of your life. And then I want to say this right here. Sex before marriage is dangerous because of the soul ties that are created. So if you're single, you don't want to be sleeping around, because you can develop soul ties with that person, and then you can't get that person off your mind because of the sexual act and things like that. And if you're not careful, that'll carry right on over into a marriage. Maybe you marry somebody else.
That's right.
Trying to make love to your husband or wife, and somebody else's picture come up.
That's right.
All right, I'm trying to keep it plain for you. You ain't even making love to the one you married. You're making love to that freak. Then want to know why your wife ain't doing that with her legs behind her head and stuff. Then you're unhappy. All right, let's move on. Let's go. I might have went too far on that one. I hope I'm helping y'all. I hope I ain't hurting nobody. Y'all cast down those imaginations right now. Cast down wicked imagination right now. That image that came in your head, bind it right now. I bind that image right now in the name of Jesus. Cast down that image. All right, number 8. Some people use this as a reason.